Welcome to our podcast, reflecting primarily on the Sunday Collects in the Book of Common Prayer. Today we reflect on the Collect for the fifth Sunday after Easter. Let us hear the Collect. O Lord, from whom all good things do come, grant to us, thy humble servants, that by thy holy inspiration we may think those things that be good, and by thy merciful guiding may perform the same through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This is another collect that comes from an ancient liturgical book that was compiled by Pope Gelasius I. The opening phrase of the collect, O Lord, from whom all good things do come, is very scriptural, for it reflects James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. This Sunday is known by some as Rogation Sunday, as it precedes the three Rogation days that come before Ascension Day. So the Rogation days are this coming Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, and Ascension Day is on Thursday. Reference to these 3 days is found in the alternative table of lessons. The Rogation days were especially devoted to asking for God's blessing on agriculture and industry. These 3 days may now gain fresh significance, partly because of the concern for responsible stewardship of God's creation, and partly because of issues surrounding the global food supply crisis. We are on very similar ground to last Sunday's collect, for the prayer at the heart of the collect is that by God's grace we will have right thoughts and deeds. Grant to us, thy humble servants, that by thy holy inspiration we may think those things that be good, and by thy merciful guiding may perform the same. Notice the cause and effect in this collect. We may think those things that be good, and so may perform the same. Our right human action will be caused by right thinking. And that is so scriptural, for as Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. In other words, the heart, the thoughts, determine the course of our life, our actions. And as the scriptures teach, it is only God's grace working in us that can give us those right, godly, holy thoughts that will cause us to do those right, holy, godly actions. Hence the prayer in the collect. Grant to us, thy humble servants, that by thy holy inspiration we may think those things that be good, and by thy merciful guiding may perform the same. As I reflect on this collect, I realise that it is the last collect before the Ascension, and it is the ascended Lord Jesus who gives the gift of the Holy Spirit from heaven. The Holy Spirit who stirs our hearts, inspires our hearts to godly, righteous, holy thoughts, and then guides us and strengthens us to turn those thoughts into action.